Hello and welcome to Ted and Tim's Brain Fart.
I'm Tim and or Ted.
And I'm Ted and or Tim. And today I'm going to ask the question, how would you survive Jumanji?
Ooh. Alright, okay.
Right, so we're driving along.
Wait, I just want to double check. Are we talking about the new Jumanji with The Rock and Dwayne Johnson?
No, because we're talking about... Dwayne Johnson? That would have been...
Sorry, I'm afraid I just confused The Rock and Dwayne Johnson. They're the same bloke. I thought it was two different. Never mind.
Yeah, I didn't even notice, so therefore my brain must have just agreed with you. Yeah, hey, it's clearly two names, isn't it? Yeah, no, because that would have been Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. It's got a second bit of its name.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh. It's like Jurassic Park 2, The Lost World, or...
Oh, cool. All right. That's a check-in.
Yeah. No, Jumanji, the first one.
Yep. The classic.
The classic, yes. Okay. So, story goes...
We're driving our bus. On a beach.
No. Casually. Not on a beach, no, because it's the Crooks Construction site when Alan Parrish finds it.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so you're driving our bus, and okay. We hear... Dum, dum,
dum, dum, dum. Old man, pull over.
What is it?
It's a sick beat.
So do you care about sick beats?
Dr. Dre told me about music medicine. I need to go heal these sick beats.
All right, fair enough. Okay, cool. So we get out of the bus, and we wander about, see there's a construction site, and the drums grow loud as you get closer to the construction site.
Yeah. Maybe it's just a guy with like drilling. Just walk away.
Now I'm going to find out now. I'm intrigued. Yeah, and then we scrub around a bit in the dirt.
Yep.
Find a board game. It's a board game, old man.
All right.
Let's get back on the bus.
Okay.
Tuck it under my arm. We're back on the bus. And we drive off.
Yep. And
that's how you survive Jumanji.
Yeah. We've now just got a sick beats constantly playing in the bus.
I'm too crazy. I'm too nosy for that. I'd open it up and give it a read.
Yeah.
And it's just a board game. Just got a weird little
do what everybody does with a board game this day and age. Put it in a cupboard, forget about it until Christmas.
Alright, fair enough. So I put it in a cupboard and forget about it until Christmas.
Alright, throw the board game out of the window. Better
for that. What if we just play it? Maybe it'll shut up if we play it.
It's not a board game work.
Fucking crazy drum beat board games it might, you don't know. How many drum beat board games have you played?
I did play a game that involved playing the bongo. It's just like, I stopped drumming when we stopped drumming.
Yeah, no, that doesn't count.
I'm getting pissed off at this board game. I haven't even played it. Harry, I'm trying to cook dinner on the bus.
All you can hear is dum 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 dum.
Crazy Uncle's telling me the same damn story he's been telling me about hunting people. Yes, Crazy Uncle. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we know.
I open a cupboard, Black Dog passes of the soul.
I'm going to play it. So I huck a piece onto the board game.
Yeah.
And it just rolls up and flicks up to its start point.
Yep. Is there already a piece playing? What era have we got?
Alan Parrish era.
We're Alan Parrish in it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So there's a piece up there. Old man, yep. throw this piece onto the board.
Fucking throw a piece at me. Yeah, you can catch it with the board, alright.
Yep, and it zings to a place. Aha! Now you're playing, dickhead. Alright.
I don't trust... Why is it... They're strong magnets, they are.
Real strong magnets. Real good. Right.
Crazy Uncle, get in on this. Grabs, come on. Black Dad. How many players is it?
It's a four-player game.
Alright, sorry Black Dad. Grabs, get in.
Grams can't touch the piece.
I throw the piece through Grams.
It just lands and does nothing.
Bastard.
Grams can't play.
Grams can't play on Black Dad. You want to come out? He's being quiet again. I'm leaving it to him.
You know what he's like? He's agoraphobic now, apparently. Yeah, so.
All right.
Okay, so now there are three pieces on the board.
Who's driving the bus?
I thought you were. Sorry. Crazy Uncle, drive the bus.
I forgot that it was moving. I'm so used to it.
So did I. I forgot that it was... I just got down until the board game out. I thought we'll leave Crazy Uncle driving so we can play the board game.
No. I want Crazy Uncle Willis to be allowed.
All right, fine. Black Dad, can you drive?
Yes, I'll put a cupboard around the seat. Come on.
like blinkers on. Yeah. There we go. So he's driving.
So, yeah, all right.
Okay, so you get to go first.
All right, I roll a dice.
Something happens. And yep. Says some little poem pops up on the screen. Your little piece moved. Poem pops up on the screen. Something about bats.
All right.
And then that's about all you got. Like, I think that was the first thing that happened.
Oh, interesting. I'm bored of this game already.
It's not great, is it?
Has the drumming stopped?
No. Yeah. It stops when you start playing, doesn't it? You're not looking out the window.
Didn't stop, oh man. Okay.
I roll some dice, and then because I really want this one to be mine, so I've stolen this one because I googled it before we started.
All right.
The little poem appears that says, "In the jungle, you must wait until someone roll a 5 or 8," and then I get sucked into the board game. Oh man, I'm getting sucked into the board game. What a fool!
What have I told you about playing games that you found buried in the ground? Every damn time! I roll. What do I roll?
I think
the next roll, doesn't it unleash the jungle?
I think the next roll, it scares the bats off. Because she gets scared out by bats at this point. So, in the... That one, bats scare her away.
All right.
Well, I imagine bats just becoming a nuisance for you.
I'm not bats, man.
You just get your braining rock out from the braining rock cupboard that you've got.
I've got one hand with my braining rock, braining bats, and I've got my other hand just Aussie. Just
all right. I assumed you had one hand braining and one hand just simmering your eggs.
Yeah. I could do 100 bats with a pan.
You can't.
It's established.
No, 100 pixies with a pan, and you can't. I can.
All right, Crazy Uncle, just keep playing. Ted will come back for his turn, probably.
Yeah. So
the Crazy Uncle rolls,
and that is, that's the jungle one, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's the next one.
Kicks you out again. There's a stampede through the bus.
No, it's just the jungle first. The stampede comes later.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The jungle starts to form up because there's a tiger and me that come out.
Yeah.
So now there's a tiger in a bus and me. Oh man, there's a fucking jungle in there. And a tiger!
You weren't in there very long.
No, I wasn't in there very long. I still come out in a loincloth. I thought...
You're picking up in there. How long were you in there?
Not long.
it's been like, what, a minute?
2 or 3 minutes, yeah.
This game's fucked up. I want to throw it out the window. Let me hug it out the window.
No, I think we've got to finish, otherwise that lion's going to keep eating you.
Oh, I'm fighting off bat. Lion, fuck off.
Wait over there. I'll deal with the bats first.
All right, look, you know what? 1, 2, 3. I need a 6. I'll try and cheat.
Right, okay.
I remember the fucking film too.
Yeah. So you start turning into like a...
I start turning into a monkey man.
Little monkey man, yeah.
Oh my god, I want to keep this. Throw the game out the window.
No, and then I'm going to roll and a hunter is going to come out.
Crazy Uncle's got him.
Yeah, but a hunter comes out looks like Emmett Brown. Yeah. But with hunter outfit on.
My god, is Jungle Doc Brown.
This is...
I'm still pissed at you boys.
No.
He's Doc Brown, he knows. All Doc Browns are the same Doc Brown. So, for those of you who might have been paying attention in our last How Would You Survive, where we did Back to the Future, we realised something shortly after we finished recording, is that Doc Brown was left with the two versions of ourselves who are now in their 60s.
Yeah.
And we assume that we wound him up so much to obviously not take us back in time, but to just make an arch nemesis of him.
Yeah, so he's going to be hunting us.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I love the fact that, because this is a weird fact about Jumanji, is that the hunter bloke had his picture on the front case of Jumanji. Yeah. We saw the picture of Doc Brown and we just didn't care. The guy looks like Doc Brown. Huh. Coincidence. Doc Brown planted the game for us.
That's what it is, yeah.
He knew where it was going to be.
He did, yeah.
Time traveller. Bastard.
What a bell end.
Right.
Yeah.
So the hunter pops out.
Hunter pops out.
Yeah. Well done, Crazy Uncle. Creepy Uncle,
you're amazing. I mean, didn't he have a chance to...
He starts looting him. Takes his rifle.
Big elephant
boys.
Gun. Yeah.
His hat.
His hat.
He wasn't a clever girl. He's hunting the tiger as well. What am I thinking?
Yeah. Oh, I assumed he'd already got the tiger by this point.
He's wearing it as a pelt already.
Fair enough.
Flag down. Are you sure you don't want a piece of this?
No, he's got to drive the bus. Leave him alone.
Grubbs is just cooing in the background, I'm guessing. He's just being a ghost.
Just because, what? God, what? God. Just really exacerbated.
You guys just kill everything you come across.
Not everything.
Hey, who was that dark brown guy? He was kind of... Shut up, Grubbs. He's our nemesis, apparently. We don't know about it.
Yet.
We knew of Doc Brown because of Marty McFly growing up.
Yeah.
But we never made good friends with him because he avoided us.
Because he avoided us like the plague, yeah, because he had to deal with us for so long.
So, yeah.
But yeah, so, and then it's
Creepy Uncle's
turn.
Yep.
And that's spiders.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Creepy spiders.
Creepy spiders.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's, you're already killing bats. I suppose you can kill them with a...
Well, the bats have gone by now.
Yeah. Well,
they were just a quick swarming out the door, weren't they? They didn't chase aroma.
Yeah, but we haven't opened the doors yet.
Oh, good.
Bats have only got somewhere to go if you give them somewhere to go. We're on an enclosed bus, so they're just flying around in a panic.
All right, well, because they're coming for me specifically.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be freaked out a little bit by them, but I'm gonna take this fear and make it my own.
Oh no.
I'm going to use the spear and instill it upon my enemies.
Are you going to try and become Batman?
Yeah, we need to turn around and go and get mum and dad so I can be an orphan.
Black dad, do a Yui. He's doing a Yui.
Yep, cool. We're not fazed by the movie.
No. Kicking the spiders out. I open the back door as Black Dad's doing a Yui.
I open the sunroof to let the bats out.
And all the spiders just slide out the back.
Come on, get brained.
Yeah.
Because I'm always at the back door just braining on its way out.
Just close the door. Right, let's get rid of the spiders.
Bats are out the sunroof.
Right, okay, fine. What's next?
Can we shove this creepy corpse, Doc Brown, out? Is another Doc Brown dead? Yeah. Out the door. Yeah. Just on the motorway, I'm guessing.
Just on the motorway, yeah. Yep. So,
I don't imagine the people behind it. It's a weird bus, fucking Bendy in the middle. And they're just letting spiders out the back for it. The bat's coming out the top. That's a fucking dead guy.
I just give him a wave as I close
the turn on the radio to see what the fuck's going on. Bendy was seen at the San Diego dirty bomb incident. And several donutting around San Francisco.
We haven't changed the license plate, so it's just still just saying the same license plate.
Lost one.
Lost one, yeah. Yeah.
The occupants considered crazy and extremely dangerous. Reporters have seen ghosts as well.
Yeah.
Alright, so... Right, so...
the next one...
Yep, is Sinky Wood Quicksand.
Yeah, that's me, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I roll and I sink through the bottom of the bus.
You're fucking Fred Flintstone in it. I get your hand up. Crazy uncle, come on. Help me back out.
No, because I'm actually stuck in, aren't I? I've phased into the floor. So you can't just pull me out.
So how did we get...
Because they rolled and the floor went solid, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, because I rolled quickly, thinking it was just going to stop it. Yeah. I rolled quickly.
I'm full on Fred Flintstone on the bottom. Slow down, Black Dad. It's really fast.
Don't do it. Start doing manoeuvres.
I think I trod in something.
I think there might be still a Doc Brown under the bus.
Fair enough.
Actually, we threw him out the door that's at the front.
Of course we did.
Mid-turn. The back of the bend got it.
Yeah, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep. I rolled. It turned the wood solid.
But it unleashed.
I thought that was the spiders because they were stuck in.
Oh yeah, that was the spiders. Oh, maybe it was the vines that would have been the first one then.
Right, we'll call it vines this time.
Call it vines this time.
Vines on the floor, right?
Yeah. Vines are creeping everywhere.
I told you we shouldn't have fucking pot plants in the bus.
Hey! I didn't put any plants in the damn bus. You gotta watch out for the yellow ones. I saw one in the jungle.
Get him off. Black Dad, lightsaber me.
I'll just lightsaber back.
That's the fucking vines away.
Yeah, just watch out for the big yellow one.
What would happen if I theoretically just lightsabered the big yellow one?
Oh, nothing. It's alright. It's just if you get caught by its vines, they'll eat you.
Oh, good. Aren't they planning to blow up or something? No, I already got it.
Fair enough.
Now just carry on hugging vines. Creepy uncle, your turn. All right. Stop looting him. He's dead.
Creepy uncle rolls and then monkeys.
Oh, my kid.
Monkeys in the kitchen, wrecking the place.
A motherfucker, this is my monkey kicking.
Just the fight the monkeys.
Yeah, start fighting the lightsaber and the brain in rock. Speaking Batman to him. Who's my kicking? Alfred, I ain't got an Alfred yet. We need to go get an Alfred. Alfred, help me. Maybe that's Creepy Uncle's first name.
It's not. His first name's Creepy.
No, yep. All right, so, and then it's your go.
Then it's my go. Yeah. They put the dice in my mouth, even though I've got hands. Yeah. Spit them into the board.
Because you were smart enough not to go hands first into quicksand.
Yeah. I didn't put my hands in to pull my legs out. That was it. And that's...
Game, isn't it?
No. We've missed the stampede.
Oh, we have missed the stampede. So we'll throw it in now.
This will be the stampede.
We're in the bus, luckily. It doesn't come out of the game, does it? It comes running through the side of the house. We just get sided here by a rhino.
We're just getting, like, doing a sick drift at the minute. It's just like, like that. Just like, he's
in the middle of his Yui still.
Just like,
his 12-lane Yui.
He just takes off.
In the stampede, just blends in with the crowd. Yeah.
It's just like, people just see the fucking host of rhinos and a bendy bus in the middle. Just bearing in mind, this is a pretty sturdy bendy bus, because in the Hunger Games, we found out it was lead-lined.
Yeah, it was designed for off-road through jungle.
Yeah.
So. And it was hit by a T-Rex. Well, it would have been hit by a T-Rex and been all right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. We're driving along. What's the next thing?
I don't know, it's my turn, so I roll again.
It's the monsoon, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can start.
Starts pissing it down inside.
Yep. Is it inside?
Yeah.
All right. I can open the back door then.
It just all flows out the back, yeah.
Yeah, it's not an issue anymore, really.
Because it's got that lever at the front, aren't they? Black Dad get it.
Black Dad, do a little bit of an uphill, so if you can. It can drain straight out. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Just leave the back door open until it all drains out. It'll be fine. Don't worry.
Yeah. All right. That's another problem solved. Creepy Uncle, your go. I like this game, actually. I'm coming around to it. I'm still wrestling monkeys.
Fair enough. What's next? We missed the mosquito out.
All right.
There was a mosquito. That was really early on.
All right. I'm assuming just because the creepy uncle's go that he just shoots it.
He just rolls and then hits it with a frying pan. Dunk! Out the back.
Yeah. That's brain fun. It on its way back. Back door's my domain.
Yeah, he was hitting it to you like a tennis racket. Yeah. Yeah, and then it's me.
Yeah.
And that's...
That's game, isn't
that's
it?
That's game, innit? I roll it. My piece rolls into the middle. I say the word, Jumanji.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, everything gets sucked back into the game.
Yeah. And then it... Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Fuck's sake!
I know. We go back, don't we? Because... You go back to when the game first started. So we arrived back where we were, with all the memories of it, but with no physical consequences.
Ah, I'm not a monkey man anymore. No. I've still got the trauma of Batman.
You've still got the trauma of Batman, but you don't have the... Yeah, you've still got the trauma, but none of the physical attributes of monkey man. Yeah, everything gets sucked back into the game.
Yep.
We're like 4 hours back, near a construction site, with a board game out. Dum, dum, dum.
Well... You want to bury it again?
You know what, mate? Yeah, I do.
I think save it till Christmas. What I'm going to do is I'm going to soundproof one of these cupboards. I can fix it, right?
I don't think it does.
Well, I suppose, yeah, it's going through ground.
Yeah, and it keeps finding ways to be resurfaced, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, I think we just huck it out the window.
Yeah.
I'm all for it now.
Into the car behind us. Take a board game through the windscreen.
Yeah, we'll do it. All right, when the back door is driving along, just tuck it out the back window.
Yeah.
And,
add to our list of charges. Yep. Yeah. Don't drive
people. Oh, no, wait, I've got a plan. As it goes through the back window, it goes, board game, briefcase. Boom! Got rid of it. I think I got rid of it. I think I fixed it. I think I solved Jumanji.
What?
Dirty bomb. I sent a dirty bomb through.
Oh shit, close the door. Keep driving, Black Dad. Wait, do the Yui again. We've unused.
Oh yeah, do a Yui. Yeah.
I'm gonna go
visit mum.
Through the bomb.
I go back through the fallout zone. So there's a big section on like Highway 95. I don't know where that is. I'm using it because I've heard it on something, is just fully irradiated now.
For those paying attention, I think this is our third dirty bomb on the west coast of America.
It is, yeah. It's our like fourth in total though, so we're all good.
Yeah, well, one of them was on a tropical island. Nobody cared about it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So what have we learned from Jumanji? What have we gained from Jumanji? I'm assuming Creepy Uncle was holding on to his gun as it was sent back into the wall.
Yeah, I think he's still got it, yeah. He's got this elephant gun situation going.
No, he can manage to keep his elephant gun. He's stronger than Jumanji.
Yeah.
Uncle's superpower is being magically robbed.
I'll write that down. You got the trauma of bats, man.
Yep.
If you want to go back and kill your parents to become an orphan.
Makes sense, right?
Well, are you going to get back and think, I could kill them or I could fuck them?
Well, no, I don't need to fuck them now. I've not got that desire. Mum remembers me having that desire, but it wasn't real me. It was alternate timeline.
You, yeah, that was it.
Who's out there somewhere?
Yes, indeedy.
So, right. So,
would you manage it real quick?
We really quick Jumanji'd. Because it's going to be just leave you in the jungle for ages. Because I didn't run away and leave you alone.
I mean, that's good. I think that's a plus for you. It was like, I mean, there for like a minute. I saw him come out with a massive beard and a loincloth there.
Like, I wasn't rude. He left you in there for 30 years.
I like the fact that from Jumanji, the thing we took away is... Creepy Uncle can't be magically robbed, and then as such kept an elephant gun. You gained points for loyalty. and I gained really fast growing beard.
Only in Jumanji.
Very specific.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with that.
Yeah. That's what we've learned, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed learning that with us.
Well, see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.